USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Saturday, there were just over 900,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the United States, with 2,615 people dying from the virus. This as President Biden continues to call this a pandemic of the unvaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky gives her reaction to that phrase.
You know, we do know that people who are vaccinated are still protected about 70% against infection, especially if they're boosted. So the people who are ending up in the hospital, the people who are ending up very sick with Omicron are the ones who are unvaccinated.
At least 19 people, including 9 children, were killed in a fire in a Bronx apartment building, the fire being described as one of the deadliest blazes in recent years. This is USA Radio News.
Hey there, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and Happy New Year 2022, the year of revolution. That's right, it is revolution time. I want you to declare a revolution for new health, for new vitality, for new energy, for the greatest relationship, for the greatest intimacy you've ever had in your life by declaring a revolution. Let's get rid of those medications. Let's get rid of that fat. Declare a revolution. Thousands of people have made this revolution in their life and changed their life and health forever.
Yeah, women, let's get rid of those hormone issues. Let's get rid of our sleep problems. Let's be a better spouse or just a better us.
That's it. Log on today, EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com.
Or call us at 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Revolution 2022, EnergizeHealth.com.
After a horrific tragedy in November, students are set to head back to the classrooms.
Students will return to learning starting Monday, but it isn't going to happen inside the Oxford High School building in Michigan. School officials said it will be a very slow transition as parents and students continue to mourn. 4 students were killed and 7 others were injured in a shooting on November 30th. An alternate hybrid schedule will start January 10th and last until January 21st. In the meantime, Oxford High School students will be taking classes at both the middle school and another high school. From the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
At least 7 people are dead after a cliff collapsed on tourist boats at a Brazilian waterfall. Officials saying heavy rain may have loosened the large rocks that fell Saturday at the lake in southern Brazil. A video showing the deadly collapse has gone viral. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Chicago Teachers Union is releasing their offer to end remote learning, but city leaders have rejected it. CTU Chief of Staff Jennifer Johnson emphasizing the importance of COVID testing within the offer.
On a weekly basis, we would have 10% randomized screening testing across the schools in the district.
Regarding the offer, CTU President Jesse Sharkey says he thought the offer on the table was fair.
We have to have adequate safety measures in place. This is a plan that puts those in place, gives people the assurance and a specific date that allows us to resume first instruction and then in-person schooling soon.
The city of Chicago and parents are suing the Chicago Teachers Union, claiming their vote to move to remote learning was illegal. The CTU in turn filed a counter lawsuit claiming the city is illegally withholding pay from the teachers. U.S. military bases in Japan are changing their COVID-19 protocols because of outbreaks among service members. The Japanese Prime Minister saying on Saturday that the United States has agreed to impose stricter measures. Specifics were not provided, but the Prime Minister said officials have agreed in principle that unnecessary outings should be controlled and prohibited. No one won Saturday's Powerball jackpot, which now stands at $27 million. The next drawing set for Monday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.